Once again, we return to thy presence.
虽然当中有一个半的间隔。
And even though it has been some time of separation,
但你的话语没有改变。
But your words never change.
你也没有改变。
And there is no changing with thee.
什么时候回到你的面前？
And whenever we return into thy presence,
都乐意用你自己的话来照明我们。
You're willing to use your words to enlighten us.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你把你自己的话留下。
Because you have left us your words.
你给我们越过越清楚。
And as time passes, you show them more clearly to us.
你从前说过的话，你今天还要再说。
And you will speak once again your spoken words.
你不在你说过的话以外来说。
And you do not speak any other words outside of your spoken words.
因为你的启示已经完成了。
Because your revelation is complete.
你就是要我们更多的认识你手中所要做的。
And all you want us to do is to know more the hand of your work.
并你心中所存的。
And what is that which is in your heart?
主啊，我们感谢赞美。
Lord, we praise and thank thee.
我们是愚昧的人。
We are those who are foolish.
但你确实把我们摆在你的面前，让我们去领会你所说的话。
But indeed, you have brought us into your presence for us to understand what you have spoken.
我们向你低头敬拜。
And we have bowed and worship before you.
主啊，我们一面在这里感谢你。
Lord, on the one hand, we offer thanksgiving.
一面也在这里仰望。
And also we look to thee.
借着赐人智慧和启示的灵在我们的里边。开我们的窍。
And we ask that you would grant the spirit of wisdom and revelation within us to open up our spiritual understanding.
叫我们能越过字句，碰到你说话的实在的意思。
And so that we can surpass the written word to understand the true meaning of what you have said.
就晚上这一段时间。
This time, this evening.
求我们的主，你就用圣灵的工作把我们围绕起来。
And Lord, we ask that you use the work of the Spirit to surround us.
叫我们里外都满了你的恩惠。
That from within and without, we are full of your grace.
一面叫我们再听见你说的话。
On the one hand, that we can listen to your spoken words again.
一面也让我们爱慕你的自己有更深的增加。
And on the other hand, to love and desire you even more to increase.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你拣选我们，原是为了你那永远的旨意。
Because you have chosen us according to your eternal will.
但愿我们的主，你拣选的目的可以成就在我们这些蒙拣选的人的身上。
And Lord, we do pray that the choice of your choosing would be completed upon those
whom you have chosen. 仰望主在今天晚上再向我们说话。
And Lord, we do look to thee to speak to us once again this evening.
不是借着人在那里说。
It's not through man speaking.
乃是你自己的灵在我们里面说。
But it's that your own spirit would speak those words within us.
我们敬拜你。
We worship thee.
因为你实在是我们的主。
Because indeed, thou art our Lord.
带领我们经过这一段时间。
Lead us through this time.
叫我们众人都遇见。
That we would all be able to meet you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
The Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 我们今天正式的读进启示录的本文里边了。
Tonight we'll formally read into the text of Revelation.
一读到本文的时候。
And as we look into Revelation,
有些地方我们要细一点。
There are some areas which we have to be more detailed.
有些地方我们也许会简略一点。
And yet there are also other areas where we will just touch on lightly.
是细一点或者简略一点，完全决定在经文的本身。
Now whether we go into it in detail or lightly touch upon it depends on the text itself.
我们先来看第一章，念小，稍微念一小段。
Let's first look at chapter 1, we'll read a portion of it.
从第一节开始。
Starting from verse 1.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来，念着书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Verses 1 through 3, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all the things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
启示录一开始就把启示录的主题向我们解开了。
At the very beginning of the book of Revelation, it reveals to us the theme of this book.
耶稣基督的启示。
The revelation of Jesus Christ.
启示录就是耶稣基督的启示。
The book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
启示耶稣基督自己。
It reveals Christ Jesus himself.
包括他的所赐。
Which includes who he is,
包括他的所作,
and also includes what he has done.
然后归总起来,
and to summarize those two together,
我们就看见, 实在是在说出神永远的计划,
indeed, that tells us of the eternal plan of God.
我们感谢赞美我们的主,
we praise and thank our Lord.
一开始我们的主就说出启示录这一本书, 是把神永远的旨意向人解开。
At the very beginning, our Lord tells us that the book of Revelation is to reveal the eternal plan of God to us.
而借着我们的主自己显明他是谁，他要做什么。
It is through our Lord revealing to us who he is and what he is to do.
然后就给我们看见神永远的旨意的完成。
And then it shows us the completion of the eternal will of God. We have to bow and worship our Lord. Because when he saves us, he does not hide from us the purpose of his salvation. God wants us to see how he is to execute his eternal plan.
他要为父领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
And since our Lord has proclaimed himself that he will lead for the Father many sons into glory.
那这个许多的儿子进荣耀里去的这件事情是怎么成就的呢？
Therefore, how is this process of leading many sons into glory accomplished?
现在启示录就给我们解开那一个奥秘。
Now Revelation reveals to us that mystery.
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank God.
所以一开始就说到耶稣基督的启示。
So at the very beginning, it tells us the revelation of Jesus Christ.
那这个启示是从什么地方来的呢？
And so where does this revelation come from?
它的内容又是什么呢？
And also, what is its content?
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, that's very important.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
主在这里说。
Our Lord here says,
他的启示,
His revelation,
关乎耶稣的启示,
and this is the revelation about of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I often remind each one regarding the name, the title of our Lord. Not because out of habit we use it so frequently. That we just think that is the Lord's name and only His name.
但是比如说如果圣灵把我们稍微提醒一下,
but brothers and sisters, if the Holy Spirit would remind us even a little bit,
我们一定会发觉,
then we'll surely discover
圣经上面提到主的名字的时候,
in the Bible where it refers to our Lord's name,
综合是与神的主的名字摆在一起的那一些其他的话,
all the words that is placed together with the Lord's name
是有非常直接的关系的,
has direct relationship to the eternal plan of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们稍微来注意一下。
Now brothers and sisters, let's pay attention to this.
耶稣基督的启示,
the revelation of Jesus Christ.
耶稣是我们的主做人的时候的名字。
Jesus was the name of our Lord when he became man.
基督是他从死里复活以后所接受的那一个职分。
Christ was the ministry he received over when he was risen.
那我们不要停留在这样的一个认识里。
Now let us not remain in that understanding.
因为如果停留在这个认识里,
if we are to do so,
我们就不够体会 当神这样启示他的儿子的时候，究竟神要向我们解开什么他心中的意念？
Then we will not have come to realize what is in the heart of God, what is his purpose is in revealing the name of his son to us.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
耶稣基督并不是什么太秘密的事情。
Jesus Christ is not something that is top secret.
是已经全完全公开了的。
It is something that has been open.
耶稣就说说他是世人的救主。
Jesus tells us that he is the savior of men.
基督就是神所高立的那一位，是正在要做君王的。他的神的儿子。
And Christ is the one whom God has anointed, focusing on being king, the one who is to be king.
那现在变成你看，耶稣基督的启示就给我们看到什么？
And so now the revelation of Jesus Christ, what does that show us?
一面给我们看启示录里边是在那里说明救恩的整个的事实。
On the one hand, it tells us the complete fact of salvation.
同时也说出这种救恩所成全的神的永远的旨意的目的。
And it also tells us the eternal purpose of God in completion of this salvation.
特别最近弟兄姊妹们，我们一再的在弟兄们中间交通到神给我们的托付。
Especially recently when we continue to share on the topic what God has entrusted us with.
弟兄们在交通的里面也按照这一个方向又有更宽广的交通。
And the brethren has shared upon in this direction even more broadly.
我们都很能了解一件事。
And so it's very easy for us to understand.
神在他永远的计划的里头。
In the eternal plan of God.
终于末了就是要让他的儿子在万有以上做元首。
At the very end of God's plan, it is for his son to be head over all.
现在这里提到基督的启示的时候。
And so now here when it talks about the revelation of Jesus Christ.
也就牵连到基督怎样在万有以上做元首的整个的过程。
It is also connected with then how does Christ become head over all.
那所以当我们一开头读到耶稣基督的启示的时候，
And so when we begin to read of the revelation of Jesus Christ,
一个很明确的那个心思已经主给我们体会了。
A very clear understanding, Lord has already shown us this.
神如何在他儿子的身上借着成全了救恩而带进神永远的旨意的完成。
How is it from the Son of God who has completed salvation,bringing into the completion of the eternal plan of God.
那因此当我们要来看这个耶稣基督的启示的时候，
And so when we look at the revelation of Jesus Christ,
马上我们就碰到一个这个启示的源头的问题。
Immediately we'll come into the origin of the revelation.
那这一个启示从什么地方来的呢？
And so where does this revelation come from?
这一点是也是很重要的。
This is also a very important point.
因为这一个启示它的源头不明确的话，
because if this origin is not clear,
那么它的内容就没有什么值得我们去留意了。
Then the substance of this revelation is nothing that we need to pay attention to.
但是如果这个源头是非常的明确的话，
but since this origin is very clear,
那么里面的内容就不允许我们去忽略了。
Then we cannot be careless and neglect the substance of this revelation.
那耶稣基督的启示的源头在哪里？
And so where is the origin of the revelation of Jesus Christ?
就是第二句就给我们指出来了。
It tells us in the second sentence,
就是神赐给他，
which God gave unto him.
神赐给他。
God gave unto him.
那也就是说，
That is also to say,
整个启示的起源是起源在神自己。
This origin of this revelation is completely from God himself.
提到这一点的时候，
And when we mention about this point,
我不知道是不是该再多让弟兄姊妹们留意一点。
I don't know if I should share with brothers and sisters about this even more.
那在这里一提到神，
because here when it mentions about God,
究竟这个神是不是单单指着父呢？
Does this term, the word God here, only points at the Father?
还是指着这一位三而一的神呢？
Or does this point at the Godhead?
我们平常也不太注意的这个点。
normally we don't pay attention to this point.
我们就是神就是神。
We say God is God.
很多很多的时候，我们的倾向是单单的指着父。
Many a times, our inclination when we mention about God, it is toward God the Father.
但弟兄姊妹们，当我们是能稍微领会那个三而一的这一个组成的时候。
But God, when brothers and sisters, when we come to understand about the Godhead, when it is the three in one God,
许多时候你看到神，你就看到三位都在其中。
Many times when we see God, we see the Trinity.
那弟兄姊妹们，从创世纪第一章的时候就开始。
At the very beginning, even in Genesis chapter 1, we can see.
你看见神的宣告是怎么说的？
You see what God has proclaimed.
我们。
Our, we.
我们要照着我们的形象和样式造人。
We will create man according to our image.
就是说，你说，如果只是父。
So brothers and sisters, if you say God only points at the Father,
那怎么搞出一个我们出来？
Then where does this pearl come from, we come from?
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
关于这一点，
according to this point,
我这里就有很多弟兄们给我们指过出来的。
Many brethren have shown us this before.
从英国的弟兄会那边开始。
From the brethren in England,
不住的整理寺礼拜的里边都有神的弟兄们给我们提出了这个点。
Throughout the generations have mentioned to us about this point.
他们就提到说
，They share that。
事实上，圣经也是这样给我们看到。
In fact, the Bible also shows us that。
当我们一提到神的时候
，When we mention about God，
那是提到神三而一。
It shows us God the Trinity。
三而一什么
？What does the Trinity mean？
神的计划。
It includes God's plan。
神的安排。
God's arrangement。
神旨意的发表。
And the manifestation of His will.
都是根据一个事实。
All of them is according to one fact.
是父之灵他们交通出来的结果。
It is the result of the counsel of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit.
所以弟兄们，你常常听到弟兄们说到提到神的时候，你就提到他们这三位。
And so many times when you hear the brethren sharing about the Godhead, they share about the counsel of the Godhead.
那英文就很清楚了。
And so the English translation is very clear.
那个 counsel 就这个词是很值得我们去注意。
This word counsel is something we need to pay attention to.
就是你留意到。
Brothers and sisters,
我们主在约翰福音里面宣告一个事实。
Our Lord has proclaimed a fact in the Gospel according to John.
如果我没有听见父说，我就没有话说。
If I do not hear the Father speaking, I have no words to say.
如果我没有看见父要做的，我就没事情可做。
If I do not see the Father doing it, I have nothing to do.
那也就是说
，That also tells us
我做的一切都是根据父。
That all that he does is according to the Father.
但是弟兄姊妹，这里就引我们注意到这个事实了。
Then brothers and sisters, that point will lead us to pay attention here.
父的定义是怎么出来的？
What is the meaning of God the Father?
是父自己说要这样就这样吗？
Does it mean that if God the Father says it is this way, then it is that way?
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
三而一的神是父在领头。
The God the Trinity that it is God the Father leading.
好像是，好像是。
It seems like as if God the Father is leading.
他是在开会的时候的主席。
That he is the chairman of the council.
我会议有了决议了。
And after they have the decision from the council,
就由他来出面来宣告。
It is God the Father who will proclaim this.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
因此，当我们看到我们的主也好，圣灵的工作也好
，Whether we see our Lord or the work of the Spirit,
那我们看到一个次序。
We see this order.
主是根据父。
That the Son does according to the Father.
圣灵是根据子。
That the Spirit works according to the Son.
但是父呢
？But the Father.
他却不是独裁的。
That he is not the only one in command.
而他乃是。透过父之灵的交通而得出了那一个决议。
It is through the counsel of the Godhead that he has the decision made.
然后就按照那个决议的安排。 让子去执行。
And according to the decision that has made, he would allow for the son to execute it.
那当主执行完了他的那一部分以后，
And when the Lord completes and finishes his part,
子把他所做成的那个部分就让圣灵来成全在人的身上。
Then the son would allow the spirit to use his completed work to perfect it amongst men.
所以我们笼统来说是神做那个源头。
So generally speaking, we say God is the origin.
但具体的那个细节上面来看，
But when we look into that in detail,
那是父之灵交通的结果。
It is the result of the counsel of the Godhead.
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank our God.
就是你在这里看见作为子的这一位神的耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, here you see God the Son as Jesus Christ.
现在他把他们所定规好的那一个整个永远的计划的内容。
Now, the eternal plan which was determined through the council
就传出来给约翰。
Now he would send it and signify it to his servant John.
但是我们虽然不必注意到那么细的那个过程。
Now we don't need to pay too much detail to the process of this.
但起码我们必须要掌握这个事实。
But at the very least, we have to grasp this fact.
启示的源头乃是出于神。
That the origin of the revelation is from God.
是神交给子。
It is given from God to the Son.
子就交给他的仆人。
And the Son gives it to his servant.
那现在我们看这里的次序很清楚。
And so when we see the order here, it is very clear.
那我先越过一些事情来留意这里的次序。
Now go past something to look at this point here.
耶稣基督的启示。
The revelation of Jesus Christ.
就是神赐给他。
Which God gave unto him.
叫他指示他的众仆人。
To show unto his servant.
如果跳过当中的一些事。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we jump over certain things,
很清楚你就看到这一点。
Very clearly, we can see this point.
一切的启示。
All these revelations.
从神那里开始。
That it begins with God.
借着我们的主。
Through our Lord.
交通给他的众仆人。
Fellowship unto his servant.
然后就交通给众教会。
Unto all the churches.
因为你再看下去。
Because if we read on,
你就看到了。
We will know then.
那约翰就写信给七个亚细亚的教会。
That John writes to the seven churches in Asia Minor.
那启示的源头是神，这是非常非常重要的一个点。
And so, the origin of this revelation is God is a very important point.
不然的话，人说我也有启示，你也有启示，他也有启示。
Otherwise, man can say, I have revelation, you have revelation, he has revelation.
那启示就满天飞了。
And so there would be revelation everywhere.
那究竟哪些启示是对的？
Then in fact, which revelation is correct?
谁都没有把握。
Nobody has assurance.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他在这里给我们一个非常明确的体会。
Here he gives us a very clear understanding.
只有出于神的才叫启示。
Only that which is from God is revelation.
因为不是出于神的，就没有任何的启示。
Because if it is not from God, there is no revelation at all.
那启示是什么呢？
So what is this revelation?
那弟兄姊妹们，你留意到启示这个字的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when you pay attention to this word, revelation, it is to say,
有一些东西原来是被遮盖起来的。
There was originally something which was covered, hidden.
或者隐藏起来的。
Or that it was hidden.
现在有人把它揭开了。
But now someone has opened it.
这个揭开出来的那些事实。
And this opening
就是启示。
Means revelation.
那个意思就是说。
So the meaning then,
启示不是临时起意的。
That to reveal is not to make up something at the moment.
启示乃是在神的计划里头老早就安排好的。
But revelation means that something has been determined long ago in the plan of God.
或者说是神老早就定规好的。
That long ago it has already been determined by God.
还没有。
But because time has yet to come.
神就把它盖起来。
So God has covered it up.
神就没有让它显露出来。
It has not been revealed.
但等到时候到了。
But when the time has come.
神就把那个盖住的那些东西都挪开。
God will remove the covering of that matter.
就让人看见神的定规。
To allow for man to see what he has determined.
或者说神的安排。
Or to see what he has arranged.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
那这个是启示。
So that means revelation.
那么所以现在一说到启示的时候。
And so when we talk about revelation.
我们看见那个源头必须。是和神有直接的关系。
Not only do we see that origin has direct relationship with God,
也必定和神永远的旨意有关系。
But also it has direct relationship with the eternal plan of God.
那这就碰到我们所注意的第二件事了。
And then we pay attention to the second matter here.
刚才我们是跳过一些字句来念了第一节。
And so previously we have jumped over some words to read.Verse 1.
现在我们要把漏掉的那个再填回去。
Now we'll fill in which we have jumped over.
你立刻就看见。
Immediately then we'll see.
就是神永远的计划。
That is the eternal plan of God then.
因为他那里说。
Because there it reads,
将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。
To show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass.
那弟兄姊妹你注意
Brothers and sisters pay attention
有一些事
There are some things
神要做的
God is to do them
神安排好了
He has already arranged it
神定规好了
He has determined it
但是还没有完成
But it is yet to come about
神带出这一个启示的时候
But when God brings forth this revelation
他就给我们看到
He allows for us to see
神所安排的
What he has arranged,
神所定规的
what has determined,
很快就要完成了
will shortly come to pass.
而这一个很快就要完成
and this shortly coming about,
乃是说到借着神的儿子耶稣基督把神永远的旨意带到完全做好的地步
means that through the Son of God, Jesus Christ, it will be brought to a point where it is completely finished.
那因此这一个耶稣基督的启示
Therefore the revelation of Jesus Christ
从源头来说是出于神
From the origin it is from God
从内容来说是神永远的旨意
From the substance it is the eternal purpose of God
我们把它合起来再注意的时候
Now when we put those together and pay attention to it
我们就留意到
Then we'll know
这一个耶稣基督的启示
This revelation of Jesus Christ
乃是神心里头非常看重的那一件事
It is something heavy upon the heart of God
所以你就看到关乎这一卷书神说了一些话
Therefore we'll discover that regarding this book God has spoken some words
严格说起来是我们的主自己说了一些话
To be very strict it is our Lord himself who have said these words
那么我们的主说了什么话呢
And what did he say?
他说的话就透过约翰自己重复说出来
The spoken words of our Lord is repeated by John
那我们看先看耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰
The revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave unto him to show unto his servantsthings which must shortly come to pass and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John
那弟兄姊妹们在这里要注意了
Now brothers and sisters pay attention
注意什么呢
Pay attention to what
第一
First
什么人是仆人
Who are the servants
第二
Second
仆人不能忽略什么事情
What is it that the servants cannot neglect
那我们在这里先弄清楚这一个
Now let us first clear those two points
平常我们又是习惯上的话一说到神的仆人的时候好像只是指中那些专一服侍主的
Also
指中们
It may be out of habit that sometimes when we use the word servant we are directing our understanding to those who serve the Lord full time in a sense whether the brothers or sisters who serve the Lord in that way
当然这没有错
of course that is not wrong
但是如果我们把这一个概念就固定下来的话
but if we use that concept and determine it as a definition
这就不是 圣经里边所说的仆人。
And that is not the meaning of the servants in the Bible.
圣经里边所说的仆人，特别是在新约的这一个阶段。
The servants mentioned in the Bible, especially in the time of the New Testament,
乃是指着所有蒙恩得救的人。
Is pointing at directly to all those who have been saved by grace.
所有蒙恩得救的人都是神的仆人。
So all those who have been saved by grace are his servants.
我这样一点，弟兄姊妹，你马上就亮了。
And so when I point it out that way, it will be clear immediately.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都是神的祭司。
All of us who have been saved by grace are the priests of God.
那如果我们光是透过这一个点上来看，我们已经领会仆人在广义上面来说是包括所有神的儿女。
And so if I point it out this way, we ought to understand that in general, the broad sense, all the servants of God includes all the children of God.
不是单单指着专一服侍主的那些弟兄。
It does not only point at those brothers and sisters who full time serve the Lord.
然后我们从启示录里面也能看到这一点。
We can also see this meaning here in Revelation.
当约翰在末了的时候，看到神这个荣耀的启示
，that when John saw this glorious revelation of the Lord，
啊、哦，他就要向那个向他启示的天使下拜了。
Then he wanted to bow and worship to the angel。
那个天使马上把他拦住。
But immediately the angel stopped him。
就说了一些话。
And said to him，
他说不能这样。
No， you cannot do this。
我和一切在主里面做弟兄的
that all that is with him as brethren in the Lord
都是神的仆人
are all servants of the Lord
你只要敬拜神
but you only worship God
那是在二十二章的时候你看到的
and that is in chapter 22
那里是说的
there it tells us then
信主的众人在神的眼中，神要让他们活着做神的仆人。
That all those who are in the Lord, who believe in the Lord and are living, they are His servants.
那好了，我们把这个仆人的观念弄清楚以后
，Now that we're clear on the concept of servants,
我们要注意第二这一节经文。
Then the second point about this verse,
我们的主要把神交给他的。官府将要必成的事要指示他的众仆人
Now the Lord wants to show unto his servants things which will surely come to pass which God gave unto him
那弟兄姊妹你就注意一件事
Then pay attention to this brothers and sisters
整个的启示
This complete
或者说
revelation
里面所提到的一切
Or all that is mentioned in the book of Revelation.
神是要让他的众仆人都要领会要明白的。
That God wants all his servants to know and understand.
说得清楚一点。
To be more clear.
是所有蒙恩得救的人必须要明白的。
It is all those who have been saved by grace, they ought to understand.
如果你不明白
If you do not understand.
那你必须要追求去明白。
Then you must pursue to understand.
如果你明白了
If you do understand
你还要追求更完整的明白
You still need to pursue to understand even more
可是弟兄你注意
So brothers and sisters pay attention
就猜所以只要将必要快成的事只是他的众仆人
To show unto his servantsthings which must shortly come to pass.
那所以神的儿女们如果不明白我们的主他要做什么
So if the children of God does not understand what our Lord wants to do, who he is,
因着他要把神所做的带到结局
that through what he is to do, God wants to bring to a completion,
那就不应该了
that is something that the children of God should not do.
开头我们的主就提醒我们
At the very beginning our Lord reminds us
启示录里边很多的话
That there are many words in Revelation
好像是叫人很难懂
It seems like it is hard for us to understand
因为它很多是用表象来发表的
Because many are written symbolically
但是我们的主一开始就给我们这一个 领会。
But our Lord already gives us this understanding at the beginning.
不要因为启示录里边发表的那个样式是不是平铺直叙。
It is not just the words in Revelation, it's not clear and direct.
但是所有蒙恩的人都必须要追求明白。
Nevertheless, all those who have been saved by grace must pursue to understand all the words.
那好了，神既然做了这样的定位。
And so since God has determined it so,
他怎样把那个他的启示交通出来呢？
How is it then he will share his revelation?
我们留意了。
Let us pay attention.
他就差遣使者。
So he sent his angel.
小玉他的仆人约翰。
And signified it unto his servant John.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这里头，
brothers and sisters, if you look at this,
神要众人都明白他的心意。
God wants all to understand his will.
但是神在要众人明白他的心意以前，
but before God wants all to understand his will,
他不是立即向众人一起说话。
It's not that he would immediately speak to all.
你看见神做工的那个法则。
Then we can see the principle of how God works.
他是先是向一个特定的人说话。
First, he would speak to a specific individual.
然后就让这个特定的人来把主所要说的话交通出去。
And then, through the specific individual, his words would go forth.
那弟兄姊妹们在这里就有一个问题要我们去注意了。
So then brothers and sisters, here there is this issue we need to pay attention to.
什么问题呢？
What issue is that?
那随便一个人，
Does that mean it can casually be anyone?
神的使节上他说了话，
If they claim that the angel of God has spoken to them,
那所以他就向众人说，你们都要听我的。
So then he can say to everyone, you must obey me.
那这样是不是所有的人就要听他呢？
Does that mean that everyone has to listen to him?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
不是人说我有启示。
It is not that man claims I have revelation.
别人就非听我了不？
Then others must listen to me.
不？
No.
虽然神做工的那个方法是透过一个人来传递给众人。
Yes, even though the principle of God's work is through one vessel to many.
但是你所传递出来的呢？
But what was passed through?
有验证的。
There is confirmation.
而不是说我说是就是。
It is not that I say it is, then it is.
像 早些时候在中国大陆的那个东方闪电的那个女的。
Just as earlier in China about the East Lightning, the woman there.
她说我就是基督。
She says, I am the Christ.
基督现在在肉身在显现。
And now Christ is manifest in the flesh again.
上一次是用男的那个样式来显现。
He first came in the form of a male.
现在用个女的那个样式来显现。
Now he is come in the form of a female.
真的是他不是说实体上他说话了，他是说他自己就是基督了。
And she did not say that the angel spoke to her, but she claims that she herself is the Christ.
你要不要听？
Do we need to listen to that?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
启示录是给我们一个验证的方法。
Revelation gives us a method to confirm.
不是有人随便在那里说什么众人就非要跟随不可。
It is not just because someone there is proclaiming something, then others have to listen.
不错，神做工是先上一个特别的人，他所选中的人来给他启示。
Yes, the principle of God's works would be through one individual.
但是他的启示一显明出来的时候，
and after that individual reveals the revelation which God gave unto him,
不是只有一个点。
It's not only just one point.
而是有一个完整的神的话。
But it is the completed word of God.
那所以弟兄姊妹，从第二节你就看到一个很严肃的事。
And so then in verse 2 we see something very serious.
怎么严肃呢？
How serious?
你看看约翰怎么反应。
Then you can see John's response then.
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证 凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
John bore record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all the things that he saw.
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
约翰所交通出来的是启示录。
What John shares with us is revelation.
启示录是神还要做还没有做好的那个部分。
Revelation includes what God wants to do has yet to complete.
那在启示录以前，神做了很多的工。
But also, God has done much work before the book of Revelation.
但启示录虽然是显明神要做还没有做成的为主题。
And even though the theme of the book of Revelation is about things which God will bring about, which has yet to come.
但是这里面所提到神所要做的事情却没有和神以前宣告的神以前做过的不和谐的。
But what John shares with us in this book of Revelation does not undermine any of the things which God has done in the past and proclaims that he will bring about.
So, 弟兄姊妹，你就看到一件事情。
So then, brothers and sisters, we see one thing.
当约翰把这个交通出去的时候，
When John shares this revelation,
他不是说我就把这个启示交通给你。
He does not only say, I will share with you this revelation.
他说我是把神的道。
He is sharing that he bears record of the word of God.
神的道。
The word of God.
那一提到神的道
and you, when you mention about the word of God
就不是一两件个别的事
it is not just one or two separate issues
因为一提到神的道
because when you mention about the word of God
那就是一个很完整的神的定位
it is something that's complete that is what God has determined
弟兄姊妹我们都能记得的
brothers and sisters we all remember
约翰福音一起头怎么说
at the very beginning of the gospel according to John what does it say
一起头就说太初有道
it says at the very beginning in the beginning was the word
道与神同在
the word was with God
这道与这道就是神
and the word was God
就怎么当一提到道的时候
so brothers and sisters when you mention about the word
就不是单单是说一两个圣经上的
It does not merely point at one or two truths in the Bible.
乃是说到整个圣经里面所启示的神那个完整的安排。
But it speaks of all the truth, all the arrangements of God which are in the Bible.
因为这一个道
Because this word
不是一如果读英文就更容易了解。
Because when you read the English translation, maybe it's more easier to understand.
读中文呢，就非要国学那个古文非常好的，你才能体会的透彻。
Then in the Chinese, maybe you have to really understand about the word, the meaning of the word to truly understand. The classic
Chinese
literature, Chinese literature to really understand.
但是现在能真懂中国。但是古文学的没有几个人。
But one who truly knows the classic literature Chinese, not many of those people.
所以太容易那个道是究竟是说什么。
And so there's few who really understand what it means about the word.
但是我们用一个简单的方法来表达它。
But we'll use a very simple way to explain that.
道就是神。那永远的旨意
The word is the eternal purpose of God
这个神永远的旨意是借着他的儿子来显明的
And this eternal purpose of God is revealed to us through his son
是很完整的
And it's complete
有开始
There's a beginning
有过程
There's the process
有结局
There's the end
它是始
He is the beginning.
他是中,
he is the end.
他是阿拉法,
he is the Alpha.
他是 Omega.
He is the Omega.
那弟兄姊妹, 这都在启示录里面出来了, 这,
Brothers and sisters, all these words are from Revelation.
所以一说到神的道的时候,
so when you mention about the word of God,
不是说到属灵真理上的一点一点一滴,
it is not pointing at merely one or two points of the truth in the word of God.
乃是说到神那个完整的那个永远的计划。
But it particularly points at the complete eternal will of God.
那一说当 人说我得了一个启示。
And so when someone claims I have a revelation,
在那里发表他的启示。
And they're expressing the revelation there.
就拿那个东方闪电的那个来说吧。
And for example, about the Eastern lightning there.
他说他是基督。
She says she is the Christ.
基督第二次道成肉身来。
And it is Christ becoming flesh the second time.
你把神的话来翻。
And you look through the Word of God.
你翻遍了，你翻不出有一个地方说。基督有第二次在肉身来的事。
And looking throughout the Word of God, you do not see anywhere where it tells us that Christ will come again in the second time in the form of flesh.
你也没有办法有找到这个地方。
The Son of Man would come again as the daughter of God.And there's no word in the Bible you can find to confirm that. And then you know that it's just foolish. And that it's not revelation. And that is also what was the case. Because this woman who said these words, she died soon after.So brothers and sisters, you notice, when you mention about the revelation of God, one very important fact is, it will not undermine the Word of God. And so when God reveals this revelation, he proclaims very clearly here. He bears record of the Word of God and the second point of the testimony of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this. The testimony of Jesus Christ.It is similar with the revelation of Jesus Christ. The revelation of Jesus Christ. The content of that is Jesus Christ. It reveals to us how Jesus is, how he works, how he completes his work, and to the finished work which he is to do. That is his experience.And so that is his testimony. And that is something our Lord Jesus Christ himself has personally experienced. And when his experience is brought forth, that is his testimony. Brothers and sisters, that's a very important point. Because the entire theme of the book of Revelation does not talk about man, it talks about Jesus Christ. It tells us what he has done. He manifests to us who he is. And many a time we leave the direction of this revelation from the Lord.We shift the focus of this talk to man and the land. Because when we see the six seals, then our focus will immediately go, what is this? What is that?And when we see those who are of God in heaven, and then we'll say that is rapture. And then we'll shift our focus to rapture being the theme. Brothers and sisters, no. Because through that period of time when you read through it, you see our Lord doing much things.All those things that our Lord does does not shift our focus to see the things which our son has to do with the man, the people, and the events.
你放在那里，管理在那里，事情的那些过程的那一位耶稣基督。
But our focus should be upon that Jesus Christ, who is above governing all these things. We thank our Lord. And so, God bears record of the Word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ. And also, the testimony of Jesus Christ. And so the testimony of Jesus Christ tells us how our Lord manifests God.
The
And so when you see John sharing about the book of Revelation, he has a very strong and very steadfast foundation. One is the Word of God. One is the testimony, the experience of Jesus Christ. We thank our Lord. And then let us see. That is the substance of what John expresses. How does he manifest them? It is also very meaningful. Thank the Lord. Here John says very clearly. He bears record of all the things which he saw. But he himself saw all these things. If he did not see it, he will not say it. If he did not hear it, he will not say it. If he saw it and God tells him not to express them, he would also not say it. But all that which he bears record of, he saw. We thank our Lord. And this is in the way which John expresses the book of Revelation. He expresses what he has seen. Is it just merely his expression? Pay attention then. No, it does not remain in that. Yes, he saw many, many things. And he has spoken them. But he not only tells us what he saw, but if you pay attention, there is also something very important. That he bears record of all the things he saw. He bore record of it. It seems like in the English translation that it's only a recording, but it also in the Chinese translation means it has been proven. Brothers and sisters, within that context is very important. Yes, he bore record of it. That record which he bore is to prove the things which he saw. And that is according, brought forth from the Word of God. And so in the Chinese translation, when it also records that it is proven all that he saw, it has a meaning there also. And now the focus shifts to those who receive this testimony. And this evening we'll focus on this third verse. He says, as a whole, this verse 3 has to do with our attitude and the way in which we read Revelation. and if our heart and our attitude is not right when we read this book, then we will be very troubled. What trouble would it be? Because we have not received over what we have read as the Word of God. Because many would view the book of Revelation as a story. It is mythical, it is something that is strange to them. I'm not speaking of outsiders, those who read it as science fiction, but I'm speaking of those Christians who would read it in this way also. We know these words are from God. It also has to do with the eternal will of God. Therefore, those of us who receive these words, our heart and attitude must be very accurate. Therefore, verse
3,
speak some words to those who receive this revelation. Blessed is he who readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. Why are they blessed? For the time is at hand. That meaning is, the words spoken in this book will come about shortly. Now let us look at this. What does it mean, those who read this book? And those who hear the word of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, they are blessed. I want to use the experience we will have in reading this book to explain these words. I won't share on any other but just myself. I remember a very long time ago when I read this book. I only read the first three chapters. And the last two chapters. I do not want to read the middle part. Because if I read it, I would not understand. And I also felt that does not have any relation to me. But chapters 1, 2, and 3 have some meaning. And also chapter 21, 22, I see the result of God's work. But all those in the middle, when I read it, it's so confusing. The seven seals, the seven bowls, and seven trumpets. And the great fallen star which fell to the sea. I did not understand any of those. I did not read it then. I do not remember how many years have passed before I discovered that this attitude was not right. Even if I would not understand or know it, I still need to read it. And that was also because in my spiritual maturity, I have grown a little bit. And so I was able to forcefully take it in. But gradually, bit by bit, it seemed as if I saw a little bit more and more, and understood a little bit more and more. And then I remember. I remember then, verse 3. All those who read this book, and that I hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written there, and blessed are they, brothers and sisters. who are those who will go and read this book?
所以觉得这本书里面所说的是那么的严肃。
Who would think that what is written in this book is so serious?
那我不得不承认。
I cannot but confess.
我不承认当中那一部分的几个那一段情节。
In the period of time where I refuse to read the middle portion of this book,
我读经是为了因为要满足基督徒要做的。In
that period, when I read the Bible, it was to satisfy the duty of a Christian.
所以我觉得说基督徒不是基督徒。Because
I thought, if you are a Christian and yet you do not read the Bible, how can you call yourself a Christian?
所以就是在这种情形里头去读经。So
under that situation, I read the Bible.
好像装修功课那样去读圣经。It
seems like I was only doing my homework.
但是感谢主。But
thank the Lord.
慢慢就体会。Gradually,
I came to understand.
慢慢就领会到主的心思。Gradually,
I came to understand the heart of God.
慢慢就里面就有了一个很深的爱慕。Gradually,
I had then this desire within.
就爱慕明白主的心意去读经。The
desire to understand the heart of the Lord, so I wanted to read the Bible.
这样的一种情形。And
in that situation,
一点一滴的增加起来。Increase
bit by bit.
啊，以后就觉得。And
later I discover,
读经非常非常的有味。It
is very painful to read the Bible.
弟兄姊妹。Brothers
and sisters.
这就给我们讲到一件事。A lot of us discover something.
Who are those?
肯去读启示录。Who
are willing to read the Revelation.
肯都愿意读。 从马太福音到犹大书的基督徒，也不见得一定就肯读启示录。
There are many Christians who are willing to read from Matthew to Jude and yet not willing to read Revelation.
好像启示录这一本书很艰难。It
seems like it is too hard to read this book. It's too difficult.
读也不懂。
If I read it, I will not understand it.
肯读。
So why do I take the time and not waste it? We have a lot of reason. But that only says that within we do not have this desire to the Lord. If we do have such a desire within the Lord, even if I don't understand, I still go before Him to read it. If I don't know it, I still have to read it.
If
I don't understand it today, maybe I'll understand it tomorrow. And I recall some older brethren who taught us this way when I was growing up. And similarly, I told the younger brothers and sisters today, how do you read the Bible? That you just read and read. That's the only way. You say that it's tasteless. If it is tasteful, then you don't just have to read it. If you read it and you don't understand. And if you read it and you understand, you don't have to keep on reading it. You have to read it many times. And so how do we read and read again?
首先是你里面对主的话有一个爱慕，对主的心意有一个情切。Is
that first you have this desire from within that you want to pursue after the Lord?
这样你到主的面前。
And then when you come before the Lord,
你就对主的事情明白多了。
And gradually you come to understand more of the Lord.
明白了。
And then when you understand,
你就按着主的话来跟随。
And you follow according to your understanding, then brothers and sisters, blessed are they.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们用一个我们常常会提到的，这个是我们的方法，that we often mention。我们不是常常说神要把我们在各种各样的安排里头磨成神儿子的模式形象。We
often mention that in all things God wants to conform us to the image of His Son.
这就是在其中把我们磨成神的形儿子的形象的其中的一个点。
And that is on the one of the many points that He wants to conform us to the image of His Son.
我们被磨成神儿子的形象，那就有福了。
Indeed, it is blessed for us if we're able to be conformed to the image of His Son.
虽然做了磨成神儿子的形象，重点不是在个人。
And of course, when we talk about conforming to the image of His Son, it is not focused upon the individual, but it's upon the whole body of the church. But if there are no individuals who are called individually before God, and there are no individuals personally that are absorbing the Lord, and there would not be a foundation for the corporate body to be conformed to His image. So we thank and praise our Lord. He reminds us we must pay attention to this
prophecy.
Of course, what is mentioned in verse 3 here is focused on this book of Revelation. So we mentioned previously that this book of Revelation does not exist alone. It is connected with all the previous revelation of God. If you pay attention to the book of Revelation, very naturally then you would also need to pay attention to all the spoken word of God as well. Because brother, otherwise, when you read verse chapter 21-22, you'll be very excited. But the excitement that you have only would remain on that the situation at the time is very grand. You did not grasp on the true meaning of that situation in chapter 21 and 22. But if you're able to grasp Genesis chapter 1 and 2, then you discover then, then you realize what's mentioned in Revelation 21 and 22. It is the exact proclamation of what God proclaims that He will do in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. God has proclaimed in Genesis, and it is finished in Revelation. And you will see how glorious our God is. And you can see His wisdom, His authority, and His power, His faithfulness. And you can see all His characters. And when we read about the New Jerusalem, it will have that true and accurate meaning to us. That's why the Lord says here, blessed is he who readeth, and they that hear the word of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. Why are they blessed? For the time is short. For the time is at hand. Even though when these words are spoken to now, it is 2,000 years. But if we say then, if it's past 2,000 years, then the time is even closer at hand. God's view of time and our view of time has a great distance apart. Even though it is very short to him, but to us it can be very, very, very long. But regardless of how long in our view it is, if our Lord said it is time is at hand, and indeed, there are two sides to that. Yes, those things which are written will be completed. It will be completed shortly. And even though that short period of time is very long to us, but in the execution of our God's plan, indeed, that is just at the blink of an eye. We praise and thank our God.
Like,
will just come to understand revelation from these three verses and also prepare our hearts in studying this book.
从第四节开始就真的是启示录的本文的开始。
And so when we go into verse 4 next time, it will be truly the text of Revelation.
我们下礼拜再看。
And we'll look into it next week.
但是主真实说我们受启发的意义。
May the Lord truly activate us to a point.
这样我们真的是仰望那赐人智慧和启示的灵在我们里面做。
I will look to that spirit of wisdom and revelation to do the work within us.
叫我们从启示录这一本书
and from this book of revelation,
你会觉得心意
that will come to know the heart of our Lord.
从好像是死的文字里面看到的那个活的意思
even though through the written word, we're able to see the living meaning of these words.
盼望主叫我们在把启示录读活了。
That may God enable us to be able to read the revelation in a living way. Then we will be blessed. I think I went here tonight.